The following is a presentation of the Matt Talk Podcast Network.
Hello, wrestling fans. It's time for the World Wrestling Resource Podcast. The World Wrestling Resource was made that you as a wrestler, parent, coach, or fan can have access to all the resources of the very best in the world of wrestling. I'm three-time wrestling writer and broadcaster of the year, Jason Bryant, and I want you to join me, along with John McGovern and world champions Terry Brands and Dennis Hall, as we talk training tips, topical discussion, mental preparation, and more on the World Wrestling Resource Podcast. World Wrestling Resource is sponsored by Defense Soap. Find World Wrestling Resource on Facebook at facebook.com/World Wrestling Resource and follow us on Twitter at WWRESO. And, of course, on the web at worldwrestlingresource.com. Now on to the show as we join John McGovern, Terry Brands, and Dennis Hall. Episode 24 of the World Wrestling Resource Podcast. My name is Jason Bryant. Today joined by Dennis Hall, Greco-Roman world champion, and two guests, Jeff Jordan, the head coach at Graham High School in St. Paris, Ohio, and the head coach of the defending NCAA Division I champions at The Ohio State University, Tom Ryan. And before we start, I want to say this show brought to you by and sponsored by Defense Soap. Defend what you have built. And the topic today is something that's it's unique around anywhere you go, whether it's sports, whether it's wrestling, whether it's tiddlywinks, whatever, it's parenting. And it's parenting your kids. And as a new father myself, I'm not quite to this level of where these people on the panel have the experience, but we're learning that wrestling is a second and third generational sport, and there's always pressure that comes with being a coach. And before we get started, I just want to first welcome Coach Ryan to the World Wrestling Resource Podcast. Coach Ryan, thanks for coming on.
Hey, good to be with you.
And same thing for Coach Jordan, powerhouse program at Graham High School. And I want to say Graham versus saying St. Paris Graham, just to avoid the confusion that always follows that school around.
That's right. Well, it's good to be on.
So let's just open this, the topic here. Wrestling as we know it, second, third type of generation sport. We see kids that are wrestling now typically have a tie to it with whether it's a father, an uncle, in some cases now a mother. We're seeing second generation athletes whose moms wrestled at the level, of course, with February 3rd being National Girls and Women in Sports Day. There was a big talk about women's collegiate wrestling programs, but we got a unique background here. Dennis, you were a world champion in the Olympic styles in Greco-Roman wrestling. You got four kids, three of the boys wrestled. Tom, you've got a kid on the team at Ohio State right now. And then, of course, Coach Jordan, you've had not just your sons, but you've also had nephews also coming through the program. And it creates an interesting dynamic. So I want to start with Coach Ryan because you've got a kid in your lineup right now that is your kid. And when it comes to your program, how does that change your coaching dynamic when it comes to Jake wrestling?
Well, I like to say that think that, you know, despite the fact that he's your son, he's treated like everybody else. That's an interesting dynamic. You say that, and until you're in scenarios where your heartstrings are pulled, you know, it's a real test of who you are to make sure that things run that way. The best thing about my situation is that he's wedged between two Jordans. He's in a great situation, and that's kind of what we're looking for. I think any parent's looking for with their children, you know, a situation where they're just around the right people, and he is. So,
now, Jeff, I want to go with you for a moment. Is in the high school level, was it how different was it coaching your sons compared to your nephews?
It wasn't much different. You know, my wife always told me. She said, "In the wrestling room, I want you to be coached to the boys as well as the rest of the guys. But as soon as you walk in that door at night, let's not try to talk wrestling and let's be a father." And you know what? I've tried to keep that in perspective, and it does, you know, when I guess my son has a tough match compared to another guy on the team that has a tough match, I might get a little bit more emotionally attached. But you know what? I've always tried to keep it that way where, hey, I'm coaching the wrestling room, but as soon as that door closes, the restroom door closes, then the home door opens up and I become a father.
Dennis, in your case, you haven't been an active high school coach or a college coach. You have been helping out at those levels, but you've got mainly the youth club and the younger kids doing there. How did you deal with it with your kids that opted to wrestle, and did you push them into it? Did they decide on their own? How did the ball start rolling, so to speak, when it comes to kids, your kids actually getting on the mat?
you know, my kids decided they wanted to wrestle. I made that. I didn't make them do anything. But when they decided I want them to come to club and just be part of the club, and, you know, when they were at club, I didn't really coach them or point anything out. I let another guy that was in my club point out the things that they saw, or I'd see something. I'd tell a guy to go tell him this, because I didn't want to push and seem like a dad that's just always on them. So I try to stay away from my kids when they're in the room. I mean, I'll be watching, and I'll make sure they get what I'm seeing through somebody else.
Now, Tom, I talked to Reese Humphrey a couple months ago, and he was talking about when he got his start in wrestling, and it was the fact he didn't even realize his dad was a wrestler, let alone a world silver medalist. And he said, "Oh yeah, Dad, that's great. What do you know about wrestling? You're pretty good at push-ups." And, you know, with your kids growing up around wrestling and Jim was kind of removed from it. How is that discussion like when your kids come to you and be like, "Dad, I want to wrestle"?
You know, I was obviously, I think, you know, as a 46-year-old, you've got a different perspective than, you know, a 10-year-old had at the time, clearly. So for me, it was always, obviously I was excited that he wanted to wrestle, because I guess I know how hard life is. You know, I think so many young people aren't prepared for the difficulties of life, the challenges of life. And I feel like wrestling really does prepare you in many ways for life. So when he said to me at 10, 11, he started, we were in New York, you know, when he's a little kid, and he obviously had a lot of friends wrestling too. So there's a lot of little guys around that he was friends with, which really got him into wrestling. Certainly more than me. It was more the friendships than anything. But when he started, I was, you know, deep down, I was excited about it.
Jeff, in your situation, there's a lot of, you know, the grand program synonymous with success at the high school level, the Jordan trained hats, you know, the camp that is legendary with the homemade sandwiches. I mean, the name follows you and your brother around the sport, of course, him being a congressman and whatnot. But was there a point that your boys looked at you and be like, I guess we're supposed to wrestle? Or did they kind of naturally gravitate because, you know, you've got the cousins there, you've got the nephews, they're all kind of, you know, one gigantic family with this?
You know what? To be honest with you, there was really no option. It was like that they knew, I think, from the day they were born, pretty much growing up, that wrestling was going to be their ticket out of St. Paris, Ohio. And I just, they just kind of fell into it. And, you know, the big thing is I just wanted my kids to just always be tough, learn what it was to become a man, you know, both as a good Christian person as well as just a man. You know, I started, you know, I might have been a little bit psycho when I was younger. I had Bo and Mickey and Rocky. I bought a pull-up bar, and 3 days a week when they were 5 and 4, and I just had them start and do pull-ups. And the next thing you know, I kept track of all their workouts. And I think when Bo turned 12, we started lifting weights. But at that time, Bo had done like over 120,000 pull-ups. He'd done over 800,000 push-ups. And so the big thing was just getting them tough and in a good way, not the wrong way. And then they also knew that I run wrestling camps, and they were always around wrestling. And you know what? They wanted to grow up, and they wanted to try to be the best they can be with wrestling. So it was really not an option. I wanted them to always learn what hard work was all about, and wrestling is that ticket that taught them about life.
Yeah, you say 120,000 pull-ups. I don't think I've done 120 pull-ups in my life when it comes to that.
I told Bo, it doesn't matter. Once you get to high school, Bo, people can do 1,000 pull-ups a day, and they're never going to catch you. While they were sleeping, we were training, you know. And so I think that gave all my boys just confidence. You know why? You know, they were bigger and stronger than most people their age, and I think it taught them a lifelong lesson.
Dennis, when you say you had kind of a hands-off approach, there's always going to be questions when your kids get older and they realize that, wait a minute, dad isn't just telling us what to do because he's our dad. Dad tells us things because he actually knows what he's talking about. When do those conversations start, and when do you say, you as a father and as a wrestler, go, all right, I'm going to take a little bit more active approach in explaining different techniques and scenarios, but not to step on the toes of the coach who's actually coaching your kids?
You know, right, kind of this year, I got a son in eighth grade, and, you know, he's not a gifted wrestler, I could tell you that, but he's a hard worker, and he come to me, he knows strength is a problem, so right now I got him doing a core program that I have Ben Provisor on. That's going to get him stronger. And then we've been lifting, and he's seeing the difference in his body changing. But it was important for him to come to me instead of me forcing it down his throat. I mean, I want him to learn that you get what you ask for. You know, I think a lot of times people don't ask, they get force-fed stuff, and then they don't like it. So for me, I wait till my kids come and ask for help. I know I had a guy that my son was a senior last year in high school, and he missed going to state tournament. But he wrestled probably a total of about 4 years, and he missed by one match going to state. And he sees where he had shortcomings. You know, he loved football. He played football. That was his passion. And, you know, he fell short. He was disappointed. But you know what? Looking back at it, you know, his dad was right, and he should have been doing different things. But just the reason I love my kids wrestling is it shows them you get what you put into it. This is one of the only sports where you ain't got people to blame. So for me, I just kind of take that hands-off approach. I might kick myself in the rear end coming down the road, but with what I've done in the sport, I didn't want to push them and make them feel like they had to do it for me.
We got three different dynamics here. Dennis, you'd mentioned that your son didn't qualify for the state tournament. You're a world champion. Is there pressure that comes with carrying the Hall name? You'd be like, oh, that's Dennis Hall's kid. You get amped up for wrestling a guy like that. It's like, I would assume when a Jordan comes out on the mat.
I see parents say stuff when their kids beat my kids. I just laugh. I'm like, you have no clue. You know, if my kids wanted to get good, they'd get good. You know, I mean, when it becomes a priority in your life to get good at something, you'll do the work. And, you know, I wait for that time with my kids. I got a fourth grader right now. He wrestles once or twice a week only. You know what? I'm more worried about building his core strength right now than I am about teaching him technique.
Coach Jordan, you're in a situation where you've got a powerhouse program, and when anybody wants to step up and wrestle Graham, they know that it could be a career win for them, whether you're looking at the high school rankings, you're looking at recruiting, and so many times your boys have been the target. How do you deal with that type of pressure as a coach, not just being at, oh, this is Jeff Jordan's kid, but this is Graham, this is the powerhouse, this is number one, number two in the country here?
It's tough, and even going back to like you asked the question with Dennis about, you know, when my kids were growing up, they would go out there at the age of eight and they'd wrestle some kid with a mohawk that dad's wearing a wife beater muscle shirt, and you're like, and the kid comes out there and beats your son 6-4, and they go crazy, they're pointing at you, and you're just like Dennis said, and the only thing you can say is, you know what, just give my son a couple more years. He'll get the technique figured out, you know, and then they come back and beat those guys. But so, yeah, you're definitely got a little bit of a target on your back when it's your son as well as coaching at Graham. You know, when we wrestle Blair, you know, it's do or die when we wrestle Blair, because we know that's for the national title. And also, you know, all of a sudden your son's got Russ Parsons or whoever from Blair, and he's going to have a tight match. So it's crazy, but you know what? But it's wrestling has been very, very good to Jeff Jordan and to his family. And I really appreciate what I've learned through wrestling. And it's really taught me how to just be, a better person in life, as well as for my sons, you know.
Coach Ryan, the way my perception is about Jake coming through high school is, yeah, he had good wins. He was pretty solid, but he was kind of under the radar in terms of he wasn't on the nationally ranking level of the Jordan brothers, for example, or that whole entire quad. I don't know how many Jordans there are. There's a lot of them. But, you know, at high school, he didn't have that. I mean, ranked in some places, but wasn't really like a target, it seems, in a national sense. What was it like watching Jake come through high school? And people are like, oh, it's Tom Ryan's kid. Or was it like, we got to beat Tom Ryan's kid?
Yeah, so before I answer that, I wanted to thank Jeff I want to thank Jeff for having Bo and Micah do those 120,000 pull-ups. So we the Buckeyes have reaped the benefits of all those pull-ups and push-ups. So thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that.
I don't want you guys to think that I was a psycho, because it was all in fun. We did it 4 days a week, you know, and it was all fun, you know, and I do it with the boys, just not quite as many pull-ups as they did.
Well, I think, Jeff, for all the kids listening and all the people that watch the Big Ten Network and all the people that watch Bo and Micah wrestle, when they walk on the mat and people look at them and say, oh, my God, these guys look like they're freaks. Well, the reason why is not because God sprinkled any magic dust on them, but quite the opposite, that they put in hours and hours of work for that. So the other thing I wanted to mention, Jason, before I answer that question, was that, you know, when we talk about toughness, Jeff was talking about toughness. So this is an interesting statistic. The toughest people on my team have never been in a fight in their life. And I say that because I want to differentiate on the type of toughness that Jeff Jordan's talking about. We're not talking about the bully in the school. We're talking about the silent guy that wouldn't punch somebody in the head when they're not looking, but would rather dig deep when they're running and need to pick up the pace or do an extra push-up or an extra pull-up when their body says no. That's a toughness that I think that Jeff and Coach Hall and I would define as true toughness. So, you know, I think that's important just in our sport for young people to know that you walk in the room and there's an element of hunger needed, and then you walk out of the room, you can be a gentleman, which is exactly what the Jordans are. So now to get back to your question about you know, listen, we all struggle with pride issues, right? Everybody connects their genetics with the next freakish superstar. For me, I was very hands-off with my son his entire high school career. He had a really good coach in Mark Marinelli that really led him. He had good workout partners. He wasn't in a brutal environment, which is critical, I think, for growth. He was in a good environment, and I would film his matches at the top of the bleachers. When he would come up to the top of the bleachers after the match, I would ask him questions about what he thought of this position or that position. And that's kind of the way it went for me. And I really dealt with the blessing of him being in a sport that I loved, and I knew would help him grow more than wanting to be the father that was, overbearing and chased him out of it. I guess I knew when he fell in love with it that I saw enough talent in him that he'd be able to compete at a high level once he loved it. Sorry for the long answer.
Yeah, but how hard is it for you to bite your tongue in those situations? When he was in high school and you see him make a mistake, he'd reach back at the wrong position or hurt the wrong leg or something, you'd see him make a mistake, how hard was it for you to sit back and wait for him to ask you the question?
You know, honestly, it wasn't that hard. You know, so I have not to get any deeper than we are, but I'm in a unique position where not only am I a head coach of a son who wrestles, but I'm a head coach of a son who lost a brother, right? So my perspective is inherently different than some because of the tragedy that we experience. So you know, we take with us every decision we make is we take with us our past. So my thing was, this is something that's going to bring us together. And I erred on the side of caution, you know, with being overly bearing rather than the opposite. So, but I'm not saying at times it wasn't, man, you know, you deal with the reality of, oh, people are going to think that, you know, my son should be better or I can't coach very well. That's crazy. That's craziness. As Coach Hall said, listen, Jake's going to be good because he wants to be, because he's passionate about it and because he's a love for it. And this is a kid who to this day has had about 7 or 8 tough matches in his life. Right, he hasn't had many hard matches out there, so you know, he's continuing to grow and learn, and I'm glad at the place that we're at together, as well as that he's at.
Dennis, what's the relationship like between you and insert name here, whoever is coaching your kids, whether it be the youth club, whether it be the high school? Is there a situation where they reach out to you, you reach out to them, or is there just kind of a separation? Be like, hey, and if the coach has questions, do you entertain them?
I always leave the door open. I mean, Stevens Point had an office school the other day. Then I went to the university. I ran an open workout for the guys. The coach reached out to me. I'm just there as an extra tool. And that's all, you know. I mean, if I see something that's been repeating, I will bring it up to the coach when I talk to him after the duel. We got a good working relationship. I'm more hands off, but if there's something I see that ain't being corrected, I'll bring it to his attention because maybe he didn't see it.
Now there's a different dynamic that comes with coaching your kid or having kids that wrestle as they go into college. And this is kind of geared towards Coach Jordan here initially, because there are, you know, the other part of the Jordan family. First of all, let's just clear this up because it's confusing to a lot of people. Which boys are whose? Let's ask that right away.
Well, I have three sons. I got Bo, he's my oldest. And then I've got Mickey, and they're both at Ohio State. And then I've got one in high school named Rocky, and he is a sophomore. He got second in the state last year. So those are my three. Jimmy has two boys. One has graduated from college already, Ben Jordan. He got seventh. It was an All-American. And then he's got his youngest son is Isaac, and he's at Wisconsin right now.
All right, I think the one I was confused with was which one Rocky was, but now I've got that figured out.
And then I got two cousins on the team named Garrett, my 160-pounder. He's just signed at South Dakota State University with Reeder and Bono out there. And then I have his younger brother, Tanner's a little freshman that can't quite crack the lineup yet at 106.
There's too many, man. No, I'm sure there's not enough for you guys. But, okay, now with the whole family tree sorted out, When it comes to recruiting,
never too many Jordans, Jason. Never too many Jordans.
Well, I'm hold that thought, Tom, because I'm coming back to you on this. When it comes to recruiting, you've got a family tightness there with not just teammates, but they are family. And when, you know, Ben goes to Wisconsin where his dad wrestled, then you're like, okay, well, was there any thought, Jeff, that Bo might follow, Ben and Isaac up that way and say, all right, well, you know. How does that work for recruiting? You've got just families torn in the Big Ten.
Well, you know, it was kind of tough. You know, at the very end, it was Wisconsin, Ohio State, and Penn State with my oldest son, Bo, and then Wisconsin. They had some coaching changes up there when some of the assistants left, and you know what? Bo went over and he visited Ohio State and he visited Penn State, and he come back to this. He says, Dad, I really like Coach Ryan. He's like the guardian angel of the team. And he said, you know what? And you can ask Tom on this, and I'm sure he'll tell you that, Bo tells Tom he loves him after practice, and so does my son Mickey. You know, every night before we go to bed, me and the boys all say that, and they always come down and give Mom and I a hug, tell them I love them. And after practice, a lot of the guys on my high school team, to always after practice, I give them a hug, tell them I love them. They tell me they love me. Tom says, really weird. First week of practice, Bo Jordan tells me he loves me all week, you know? And so, but you know what? That's the reason why I've got, I have Bo and Mickey over at Ohio State. You know, my mom and dad wouldn't speak to me for 6 months when I told them that Bo wasn't going to go to Wisconsin. So kind of a crazy family thing there, huh?
Yeah, so how does that conversation go with Mickey now when now there's, you know, Zeke's up at Wisconsin and Bo is at Ohio State?
Yeah, you know what? This the same thing, you know. It was between Penn State again and Ohio State, and at the end Mickey just felt more comfortable with Coach Ryan and again, he's the guardian angel, and my kids have the utmost respect for Tom.
How are those holidays now with everybody at the same place? When you get all together, be like, all right.
We keep the conversation to a minimum, you know, or wrestling.
I can understand. That's got to be, I mean, it's going to be wrestling or politics. And these are,
that's right.
One of these things I enjoy politics, talking, the other wrestling. One I don't. You're like, hey, Jim, what's your stance on, anyway? So now moving to Coach Tom Ryan here and the recruiting aspect. And there's got to be some type of asterisk or wiggle room when it comes to contact when you're recruiting your own kid to your program. What was that process like? And did you let Jake take his trips and have his options? I mean, what was ultimately your role in him coming to Ohio State?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I asked him, he could look wherever he wants to look. When we moved out here, he got a sense of the passion, obviously, that I had for the program, but the passion that people have in this state for the Buckeyes. And he just, it was a seed planted, not by me, but just by the naturalness of the situation. And, you know, he had a few schools call him. Actually, Glenn Lanham from Duke called him, who didn't know that he was my son. And Glenn and I are friends, but he didn't put two and two together. He was talking to him for like 15 minutes. And then Glenn said, "You want to take a visit?" And Jake said, "Well, my dad probably wouldn't like that." Now, I wouldn't care. But he said, "My dad probably would like that." So Glenn said, "Well, who's your father?" He said, "My father's Tom. He coaches Ohio State." So Glenn called. I'm at dinner with my wife when I get the call from Glenn. He calls. He goes, "I just talked to your son. He just wasted 15 minutes of my life." He just told me. It was pretty funny. So, you know, early on, he was a Buckeye. He knew that, you know, with Bo coming and just some of the people he had, obviously Logan was you know, blazing a path for him. And, you know, the bottom line was he loved Ohio State. Where, you know, I think he's close to his mother. He wanted to stay close to home. And what a blessing, you know, that, you know, with Jake's credentials, the reality may be that if I wasn't at Ohio State, he may not have had a look at Ohio State, right? So you just look how the stars line up and an opportunity to open itself, present itself. And right now he's taking advantage of it. So we're pretty grateful for that.
Dennis, I'm going to spin this back at you. We've got a lot of knowledge on the call when it comes to high school and college coaching. I'm wondering if you have any thoughts on what you've heard from Coach Jordan and Coach Ryan and things that you've seen from coaching your kids and then, you know, kind of taking a less active role when they get into high school.
You know, I think overall everybody's got to make the right call for their family. And for me, it's just the way my kids are. I want to keep coach separate, like they say. When I'm in the restroom, I'm coach. Don't consider me dad. I turn into a different person. But as soon as I leave that wrestling room, it's like all the other two said, when I leave the wrestling room, it's family time. And I think you got to be able to, as a parent, you got to be able to do that. And it's hard to do. And I'll tell you, you know, I even caught myself a few times in practices. You know, after practice was over, talking to my kids on the way home, and finally I just stopped doing it. I just would let it go, and then next time we get in the room, I might show them something before the practice started. You know, so it's tough as a parent. I mean, because you see all the little mistakes your kids make. I mean, at least I do. I know it, and I admit it. So I try and just keep my mouth shut and teach them slowly, because it's not a sprint in this sport. It's about how it's a marathon. It's a long finish. And, you know, realizing that by keeping your kids in the sport, you're making them better human beings for everybody around them.
I want to swing this back over to Tom for a moment, because you've got with having Jeff's kids on your team, there is a whole crop of kids that are going to be coming through. Obviously, John Smith's son Joe is wrestling in the lineup at Oklahoma State, but now we're seeing names in Fargo. We're seeing Mondays in Fargo. We're seeing Sheets. We're seeing Cross. We're seeing Abbesses. We're seeing Brands. We're seeing second generations of some of our sports greats. Their kids are now out there. And Tom, you've got a second generation All-American type of, you know, you've got them on your team. How is that changing this next generation of recruiting? Because it's, now all of a sudden you got not just, okay, their dad wrestled, but they're like, "I know your dad. I wrestled with your dad. Now I'm recruiting your kid." That's got to be something that a lot of coaches haven't prepared for, especially with the ages of our D1 college coaches.
Well, I'd start by saying they're all going to look really good in a Buckeye singlet, right?
Hey, this is not a call for recruiting, Tom. Come on.
No, I mean it's life. It's exciting. I mean, I don't know what to say about that other than, you know, I mean it's you know, the apples usually don't fall too far from the trees, and very often, you know, children follow in their parents' footsteps to some degree, and I'm not surprised by it at all, I guess. You know, I think Coach Hall said something that really resonated. You know, each of us, you know, Coach Jordan, Coach Hall, myself, John Smith, whoever it is parenting, I think each of us are, you assess your scenario, you know, and I can say that, you know, the 120,000 pull-ups that Jordan did worked out perfectly. The kids love the sport. They're well-balanced people. So what some may look at that and go, "Oh my gosh, that's a lot of pull-ups." for them in that scenario, it was an absolutely perfect scenario. For me, you know, my son enjoys the sport. He's looking in the mirror every day, learning how to improve, and it worked out well. So, you know, I guess I'm not sure where I'm going with that, other than I'm not surprised, ultimately, that the children of former wrestlers are engaging in the sport.
Jeff, I just want to know from a coaching and parental perspective, now you're in a situation where you're the head coach of your sons, has a son on the team. What, you know, somebody eats, somebody doesn't eat, and now hypothetically they're going to be battling for the same spot. Now, how do you deal with that dynamic?
Well, we haven't crossed that bridge not yet. So we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Tom, have you looked that far ahead, or you just want to avoid that altogether?
Avoid what?
Oh, potentially having your son battle Jeff's sons for a starting spot.
I mean, listen, I would say right now, looking at the size of the kids, I don't think that will happen. But if it does, then it does. I mean, Jeff, Jeff has been a great, and this isn't because we're on a podcast. Jeff's been a great, you know, when you're a coach, you see the other side of situations, right? You see the other side of scenarios. You deal with them all the time because you're dealing with parents all the time. And Jeff Jordan, Jeff Steve, Jeff obviously doesn't coach the level Jeff Jordan does, but very easy parents to deal with. Work my kids, and it's been a really easy relationship. I don't see that happening. I think that, you know, Micah grows into 49. I think Jake stays at 57. I think if Micah moves up, Jake can move down. So, and if it happens, you know, welcome to life.
Now, I want to go back to more of the family question here with Jeff. So you just have the three boys. You have any girls?
No girls, but my son, Bo, I don't know. I think most of you guys know he got married, and I got a baby granddaughter. And I'm telling you, my wife is off the charts happy because we finally got a little Jordan girl in the family. So she's real excited. But no, we had three boys, and I told my wife, let's have another one. And she says, no, because I know it's going to be another boy. It's another wrestler. She said, if I knew it was a girl, I'd have another one. So, but you know what? We got us a little girl now. And so we're real excited, but you know, I think
Jeff, maybe you should have tried for the girl. I had three boys and my daughter came out.
Well, you know what? We got a little granddaughter now, and I'm spoiling her like crazy. But you know what? As a coach and a father, all right, you always want to teach your kid. You always want your kids to be humble. But to me, growing up, I live out in the middle of nowhere. You ask Tom, I live out in the middle of nowhere. I'm surrounded by cornfields, cattle, and woods. And you know what? I just wanted to teach my kids about hard work. And my kids, they just didn't know any other option. When it's time to go out, I mow 20 acres a week. I got 4-0 steer mowers. And I never forget when I had my kids mowing, when they hit a bump, the mower would shut off because their butt would come off the seat. They weren't heavy enough to keep it down. But you know what? My kids would go out and mow each week, and I'd give them their allowance, and they would weed eat. They'd come back from weed eating, and they'd have grass all over their body, and sometimes rocks would hit their legs. But you know what? They learned what hard work was about. And a lot of people in today's society, I really believe a lot of kids don't know what that hard work's about. They know what Xbox is, and they know what on your cell phone is. But I just, you know, you just give them that. Don't give them an option except on working hard, and they always know how to work hard.
Well, the reason I asked of setting that up before that great explanation there is because I've got a three and a half year old daughter. I've got one on the way. We don't know what it is yet. And I'm the last in the bloodline. So this has no, I'm not thinking wrestling here. I'm not thinking about, living vicariously through my kid, which is kind of one of our topics here. But I'm just like, man, hope I have a boy because I want another Bryant to come along, man. You got the Jordan thing is set. The Ryan thing is set. But the reason I ask about if we've got any daughters here, I know Dennis does and Tom, you do, is, When your other kids do other sports and like how do you handle the girls playing sports? I guess I'll go with Dennis and Tom. Let's start with Dennis and what your daughter likes to do, because a lot of cases that's not going to be wrestling. It's not going to be what dad liked to do. Whereas the boys can sometimes follow that lead. Dennis, have you dealt with athletics with your daughter?
My daughter does a little bit of gymnastics. She loves it. She has fun, and, I encourage her to do it because I know it's building character. So So for me, anytime she can wants to pick up a sport, I don't care what it is, it's going to help form discipline in her life and teach her how to set goals and work hard. So I'm all for it.
Tom, same question.
Yeah, my daughter likes elite cheerleading. You know, we tried some other sports. She's just really good at elite cheerleading. She loves it. I like it. I like that she's engaged in it. And so it's fun. I you know, I'm at every one of her events that I can be at, just as I was with every one of Jake's wrestling matches I could be at. So, yeah, it's, you know, it's something that brings us together and something that teaches her hard work and it keeps her fit and gives her some balance in her life. So
I'm not going to take any shots at cheerleading, but my sister was a competition cheerleader for a while too. So I've been to those competitions.
You've been through that.
I want to know who's crazier, wrestling fathers, cheer mothers, or soccer moms. I mean, this is, it's a tough call, man.
That's a real tough call, but since we're on an a podcast for wrestling, I'm going to say cheerleading moms. Yeah.
Oh man, I'm gonna go on a little side personal story here. My sister's in eighth or ninth grade, and we're at this big facility, and there's like Cheer Elite Virginia Beach. This is back home in Virginia. There is, there are just minivans with cheerleading Chelsea and Caitlin stickers all over the place. And I go in there and I walk in, and I knew I was in trouble the first time I see this poor little 7-year-old girl getting berated by her mom. I'm like, oh, boy. Oh, boy. Kitty, please get out of this. My younger sister. But she actually loved it. She did it in high school. So it was – and, you know, that's another thing about cheerleading. That's an actual real athletic thing. You've got to be a real athlete to do that. It's not like the pom-poms, rah, rah, rah. There's a lot of practice and physical strain that goes into it. So, there's a lot of gymnastics involved in it. So – yeah, Tom, if you can deal with cheerleading mothers, I think you can deal with Tom Brands, no problem.
Yes. I say to myself.
All right, we're going to come back through and issue some final thoughts here. We'll start with Coach Dennis Hall. Just some general things you've learned about coaching your kids, whether it be wrestling or any sport, that you think that the young parent, say somebody my age, I'm in my mid-30s, looking, my kid's going to be athletically inclined, I hope. Hopefully they take after their mother instead of me. And, you know, 6-7 years, okay, we're in sports. What is a lesson you have for a father, a mother to coach their kids or to keep a hands-off approach with their kids?
Yeah, I think number one is send them to somebody that knows what they want to learn. Take a backseat approach a little bit. I'm not saying you have to, but make sure the kid falls in love with the sport before you start pushing them. Those are the two things. I run a youth wrestling club. I go all the way through youth to high school, and then I work with college guys and Olympic level athletes. So for me, a lot of times I see the parents ride their kids too hard. And a lot of the parents have stressful relationships with their kids because of how they push them in the sport. And my biggest advice to them is let me do the coaching. You know what? You be their mom and dad, and you take care of them at home, and teach them how to work at home outside of wrestling. But when it comes to wrestling, let the person that's coaching them coach them.
Coach Jordan, same question.
Yeah, you know what? As a coach and a father, what I try to do with everyone does this with their own son is they immerse themselves and they build a relationship with their son. So their son will go to war for him on the mat. And, you know, I think the big thing, and I do the same thing with every guy on my team, I build that relationship because I want the kid to win or the son to win, not only for themselves, not only for Graham High School, but I also want them to win for coach or dad when they look over in the corner and 30 seconds left in the match and they got to get a takedown. When they look over, and if they know that I believe in them, I think it helps them more. So, with my oldest son, Bo, didn't have to do any yelling at him. That guy would run through the wall for me. For my middle son, Mickey, you know what? Jesse Lang built a relationship with Mickey. I told my assistant coach, Jesse, you work with Mick. You know, because if I yelled at Mick, he would take, Dad's mad at me. He's yelling at me. He wouldn't respond. So that's when I just really backed off of Mick. I let Jesse take over. And then with my youngest son, Rocky, I have I have Travis McIntosh and Coach Lang and myself. We can all kind of jump in at different times to help him out. But it's fun. I really enjoy it. I've been blessed with coaching Graham High School, where I graduated from high school, and I'm just trying to instill into my wrestlers what my father instilled in me.
And Coach Ryan, you get the last word here. Same question.
Yeah, so I got to hear those guys. So I would say that obviously be hard on them. So when, and not talking about from a wrestling standpoint, I'm saying hold them to a high standard. That's critical. So it's acute pain over chronic pain type of thinking. Deal with the now. That will help the later. I would say the work-reward relationship is critical. The harder they work, the luckier they're going to get. Teach them a desire to learn. Forget the wins and losses to some degree and really focus on a hunger to learn positions. How many moves do you know when the guy's got your low ankle, a swing single, a high crotch? So really desire to learn. Believe in them. They got to know that you believe in them, whether they're 2-3 or whether they're, 20-2, you got to believe in them. And then the identity, ultimately, the identity can't come through wrestling, winning or losing. Your identity has got to come through something stronger than that and bigger than that. That'd be my advice.
I'd like to thank Dennis Hall, Jeff Jordan, and Tom Ryan for talking about parenting, as it's a topic that we all have to deal with. Well, those of us with kids, sooner or later we'll have to deal with when it comes to athletics. Obviously, we're talking wrestling here. Again, I'd like to thank Dennis Hall, Jeff Jordan, and Tom Ryan for coming on episode 24 of the World Wrestling Resource Podcast. Check out all the resources from the World Wrestling Resource at worldwrestlingresource.com.
Is part of the Matt Talk Podcast Network.
For more wrestling podcasts, head over to MattTalkOnline.com.